HC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Today's topic is one more perspective to the definition of a virtuous woman, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. First of all, and as a background, I would like you to see the meaning of the word virtuous and faithful. This will help us put perfect perspective into the matter. The word virtuous is from the word kail in Hebrew, which means virtue, valor, strength, wealth. When we say a virtuous woman, it actually means strength. A virtuous woman is a virgin and someone who has kept herself, because that is a definition of some strength. But that's not all of it. A virtuous woman is also a lady who, despite all she has gone through, refuses to give up and makes up her mind never to compromise again. Don't get me wrong, a virtuous woman is a lady that is clean and refuses to sin. But a virtuous woman is also the woman who has sinned so much or has been abused so much and yet comes out to stop sinning and to fulfill her destiny. For example, Joyce Meyer is indeed a virtuous woman. Joyce Meyer's father slept with her constantly in her teenage years. She was abused sexually, verbally, and in all ways. Her self-esteem was crushed. Her first marriage ended up in a divorce. Yet out of the ashes of her messed up life, she rose out of it all by the help of God's Spirit and built a worldwide ministry. You couldn't mention three names of women in ministry today without her name popping up. That is what a virtuous woman is. She was broken, but she ended up being a master at mending. Let me convince you more. The word kail from the word virtuous was translated from the root word, which means to twist or whirl in a circular or spiral manner. That is specifically to dance, to writhe in pain, fall grievously with pain, fear, form, great grief, to be grievous, to hope, to look, to make or be in pain, to be much sore pained, to rest, shake, shapen, sorrow, stay, tarry, travail with pain, to tremble, trust, wait carefully or patiently, to be wounded. Those words present a picture of someone who has gone through so much and yet continues to fight to overcome those things. If I can make a sentence out of that definition, it would look like somebody who has been twisted and whirled around, abused and messed up, gone through so much pain and grief, has been wounded and yet refuses to lose hope, but allows all the experiences to shape her into what God wants her to be. There are many potential virtuous women among prostitutes out there. What they are doing is wrong, but the way they pursue their trade relentlessly is the same way they will pursue their destiny if they met Jesus. Jesus told the adulterous woman, "Go and sin no more." It was her sinful life that swallowed up the virtuous woman in her. But if she ever listened to Jesus, if she walked away from that adulterous lifestyle, she became a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is a lady who is under tremendous sexual pressure in her office, but refuses to dip her hands in adultery. That is why Proverbs 31:11-12 says, "The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life." My submission this morning is not to validate a sinful lifestyle, but to call you out of the sinful lifestyle into that virtuous woman that you are meant to be. The harlot that welcomed the spice that was sent to the promised land was eventually mentioned alongside people like Moses and other patriarchs because of the inner strength she had, which was covered up with a sinful lifestyle. Guys, before you judge anybody, try and know where they are coming from. To every lady out there this morning, I write to the virtue on your inside. I am calling forth the virtuous woman that lies within you this morning. I feel like I have a trumpet to my mouth to sound an alarm to issue an edict to every devil trying to distract you and confuse you that their time is up. I write to the great destiny that lies within you. Come alive. I write to the great wife and incredible mother in you, covered in a myriad of weaknesses. Come forth in the name of Jesus. I call forth the greatness in you. Some of you have been abused long before you knew your right from your left. Some of you have been introduced to sex before you reached the age of accountability. It wasn't your fault, but it would be to your detriment if you remain in that state. Yes, you may not have been able to influence your past, but from today, you can determine what your future will look like. Don't let the devil say you are too far gone. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus is able to save you from the guttermost to the uttermost. Arise and shine. You can have a great home. You can have a beautiful marriage. All you need to do is change the equation of your life. All you need to change the equation of your life is Jesus Christ. He will forgive, cleanse, wash you, and make you a new person. Confession for the day. I have victory in my mind, and so I am victorious in my life and marriage. I am replacing negative thoughts with positive ones. I'm not defeated in my mind. My relationship and my marriage is taking a new turn. Prayer for the day. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that you flood the eyes of my mind with revelation light. As I study your word, give me understanding. Let my marriage be transformed as my mind gets renewed daily, in Jesus' name. Thought for the day. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 18. Since we consider and look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are visible are temporal, brief, and fleeting, but the things that are invisible are deathless and everlasting. Action plan for the day. Consciously begin to replace the negative thoughts in your mind with positive ones. Fill your mind with pictures of a better marriage. See your marriage working, and you will have what you see. This message is brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club. I am Oluwaloni Oke.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.